Yesterday, we were driving up to a European Union Balkan summit on the subject in Vienna, and we saw this van parked at the side of the road. We didn't think much of it at the time. And then we heard that a van, a truck full of refugees and migrants, had been found at the side of the motorway, and these people had suffocated. So we turned back and we drove past again, and as we opened the windows to film, a terrible stench of death blew across the motorway, and we knew then that this was indeed the truck. And this morning, the Austrian police have said that there were 71 people in that truck, 71 people who appear to have suffocated to death, and that three people have been arrested in connection with this. They presumably are suspected of being people smugglers, bringing in refugees and migrants, bringing in these people who died on the journey.
It's absolutely shocking. Do we have any idea where these migrants may have come from? And if not, when do you think we may know?
It's going to be difficult to identify these people because their bodies are apparently in a state of decomposition. We don't know how long they've been dead for. And also, I suspect that they won't have papers with them, which would have been one of the reasons that they had turned to people smugglers. But in the last week, most of the people we have come across have been Syrian refugees fleeing the conflict in that country. They would qualify for asylum, certainly in Germany, which is going to take 800,000 Syrian refugees this year. But we've also met a lot of Afghans, some Pakistanis, some people from sub-Saharan Africa. And it may be that those who've resorted to this truck in the most appalling conditions are from those kind of countries, because the Syrians often have a little bit more money, and they're sometimes, if they have passports and papers, they're allowed to get on the train. But the Hungarian authorities will not let anybody without a passport get on the train and come north. So we'll find out, presumably in the next few days, if they do DNA tests, they may be able to tell us where these people have come from. But whether we'll ever know their names, I'm not so sure. I think that these people could end up being the nameless victims of this terrible summer of refugee crisis and migration.
Just give us a bit more detail about exactly what this sort of smell was like as you went past the area.
Well, I know the smell of death. I've spent a lot of time in countries where there are conflicts, and I've smelt it in Rwanda, have smelt it in Syria and Iraq and in many places. Anyone who has smelt decomposing dead bodies knows what that's like. It's awful. It makes you want to retch immediately. But I never thought that I would smell it on a motorway in one of the most prosperous countries in the world, here in the middle of the European Union.
What about the Austrian authorities? Do they seem to be sort of dealing with it fairly well?
Oh, yeah. I think that the Austrian authorities are very shocked at the Balkan and European Union summit yesterday. The Austrian Chancellor talked about how shocked he was, and he also talked about the refugee crisis of World War II. And in a sense, he was making a comparison. And the police who we met yesterday, I was talking to one policeman, he was saying, look, we've never had to deal with anything like this before. It really is terrible. And for the police who first came across the truck with the blood and liquid dripping out of it, that must have been a truly terrible moment, because they thought that it was just going to be a traffic accident or something. They certainly weren't prepared for the absolutely horrific sight that came upon them when they looked into the back of that refrigerated vehicle.